Yeah, Jarl Bullgruff. Ballgruff? I got some ball gruffy gruff? Balls.
Wow.
Ballgruff. It is sort of it. Ballgruff.
You got some gruff. What's gruff?
You don't want to know.
Ew. Rough and low in pitch. You dunked your balls in pitch? That was not hell.
Pitch! Yeah.
Isn't pitch like...
Why is the stream called Big Penis Swing? I always come back and it's a nice meaty surprise for me in my own title. Okay, that's new title. Nice meaty surprise. And what are we doing? Is there a category for New Testament Apocrypha? And general retardation? Schizophrenic?
I don't know.
America was stolen by the Holy Roman Empire.
If anything, these are a good amusement.
Yeah. The American Civil War was the false flag operation committed by Vatican agents against the United States of America and its people to enslave its citizens. Yeah, right. Well, it's retarded.
I like an explanation. Yeah, the one so far that we're, like, good on and we have figured out is the Tartaria thing.
Yeah, 100%. Fitting. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. It was a real place with a bunch of Muslims, and when the Soviets wanted to dominate it, they noticed that it was pretty tough to dominate people with religious beliefs.
Que linda, meu Deus do céu!
What did you just say?
And then they just, like, killed
a bunch of people. Let people, poor animals, explain the Tartaria thing.
Not that I really care about but, that. I'm just saying that's what they did.
But didn't Charles mention... Okay. What I haven't seen anything about is the Civil War not happening at all. And all the Civil War era presidents not actually being alive. They're all dead.
Yeah, we did. We did figure... Oh, yeah, I didn't see that. Never, that's probably another site. We did figure, like, interesting stuff out.
So
like,
it was all on stolen history. Oh, yeah.
You never having heard of, like, Vikings being in America before anybody else. And there's being Spanish people and Italians before there were, you know, the pilgrims came along.
Right. Like... Yeah, I think... U.S. history gives you a very vague, like, I've had multiple history classes of the same topics over and over again, because what are you going to talk about? And they all go, like, it was one guy who went there and discovered it, but it wasn't like everyone was going there at the same time. Like, one guy went there, and then it triggered everybody else going and trying to colonize and whatever.
Yeah, one guy went there.
But pre, like, 1500/1600s, nobody was going to the Americas. But that's obviously not true.
That's obviously
but I had
not
no
true.
Idea about that. Why don't they mention that in history?
Like 4 centuries before Columbus went there, the Vikings had already gone there.
Mm-hmm.
Vinland. They called it Vinland. I don't know about the Spaniards, but they necessarily had to have gone there because they did colonize Mexico.
Mm-hmm. So and I never heard about America. Italy going Definitely. There. Not once, but it's named after an Italian guy.
Yeah, America is named after Amerigo Vespucci, rather.
Pucci. Okay.
Yeah, well.
Now...
I learned that from playing Assassin's Creed. That's how retarded it is.
Yeah.
Like, that's a low fact. Anybody should know that, and people, I guess people don't. I mean, of all people, you probably would know that. You don't. John mm-hmm. Cabot is not, like, English. He's Italian.
I think we never really went into the history stuff before because it's so, like, first of all of it immediately goes to, like, it was the Roman Catholic Church. But second of all, like, how do you even figure any of it out? Ultimately, none of it's truly verifiable. So it's a
I really
real
thought that Columbus's first name was John right now. Hold up.
John Columbus. Nice. It shows how much
religion.
We know. But I'd always, like, I mean, how much lying is going on, and how much lying could they pull off, realistically?
Oh yeah, because... his name was Cristoforo Colombo. He was Italian, too.
No, he was Spanish. Yes,
Christopher Columbus was an Italian explorer and navigator.
I'm farting right now. Okay, but the Tartaria thing is like, that's crazy, because that was a huge empire and nobody knows about it. And one of my great grandfather was a Tartar, like Mongolian, Muslim, etc., in Ukraine or general Slavic areas. And that's the only way we know.
General?
Like I don't know exactly where he was, but yeah, somewhere in Russia, Ukraine, one of those places he had to be. My mom's from Ukraine. But anyways, nobody knows about that. And I remember we tried to look into that and found nothing. Like, the information on if you look up Tatar or Tartar is very vague. You can't find anything. I always left that as a dead end, but apparently they had a whole empire, which is on, like, countless maps, and nobody knows it existed. And it wasn't just, like, a different name for Asia or China, because they had a specifically different map from Chinese nation. Also, there's a thing of them, like, Europeans depicting Genghis Khan as a white guy, but I don't know. I mean, do they have a reason to make that up?
Yeah, why would they?
Why would they? Yeah, and there's a whole problem of, like, maps. Why would you... You need... Like, maps were vital. You can't just go, like, sailing around. Whatever. The maps doesn't have to be accurate. Like, you're gonna die. You don't know where you're going or what the land masses are. So there's
it's
no...
very obvious.
There's no reason for, like, hundreds of cartographers all to make up the same thing and say, yeah, whatever.
It's very obvious when it's, like, when they're guessing, it's very visually obvious, but they don't, you know, they don't have like, yeah, we have a shape for when we don't know something. It's this exact same shape and this exact same name and flag.
Yeah, there's like Terra Incognita and stuff. But the basic thesis and Tartaria, when was that CIA document? I mean, mentions of Tartaria are like as recent as 1700s and 1800s. Completely gone from world history. But yeah, the CIA document was like... was in like... early 1900s. And they were talking about how... Russians covered it up, basically. Well, they covered their own butts, basically, saying that they... didn't do anything wrong, didn't do nothing.
Blanket term. No, it wasn't a blanket term. It was just a term. Well, it was the name of a country, but it, the country was like poorly run by Muslims. So it
was a very large empire. It had a large place. So I don't know if you can pinpoint specific. I don't know. They say like multilingual, multicultural, but they did have their own language. And there's stuff about it being able to be read upside down and backwards. And it being on the same level of popularity as like Italian and Russian and all that stuff. So I don't know, a lot of weird stuff. The other thing that seems interesting on stolen history is the Pompeii thing. But a lot of this other stuff is on here is just sort of crack. You should find the thing that Charles was talking about. Civil War didn't happen? Interesting.
Okay. They say Spanish people came to Mexico in February 1519. Columbus is supposed to come to America 1492. They were both beat by Vikings 400 years before.
Yeah.
We was cons.
Yeah. We was cons. We was cons, though.
I guess you were.
I guess I was. I don't know if that's a thing to be happy about.
It was cause I was raping a bunch of women.
I was raping, yeah, 1/8 of me was raping everybody. That explains a lot, actually.
Yeah. Did the well, that's a personal ask. Sophia, did the prophecy in Ezekiel 29:20 come true? I was talking about Christianity with this atheist streamer mistake, and she said the Bible is full of false prophecies.
Yeah, I messaged the guy asking who the streamer was, so... Hold on.
I've given him the land of Egypt as a reward for his labor, because it was done for me, declares the Lord God. Okay, what is this prophecy regarding exactly?
Yeah, I didn't look into it. I just want to know who the streamer was.
Nibu Chadnitzar?
Me too. Why does that sound familiar?
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
Is that a friend of Brittany Venti or something?
I think so.
Yeah, it is. She's an atheist?
What? Yeah, well. What is the prophecy of Ezekiel? Yeah. What is the prophecy there, exactly? Given him? Who? Nebuchadnezzar? Isn't that like one of those things where it just happens right when he says it? It's not a future prophecy or an apocalyptic one. It's just like, you're gay, so now the land belongs to somebody else until you repent.
Mm-hmm.
He said that a Babylonian guy would conquer Egypt, but he didn't. Huh? According to the Babylonian Chronicle, the Babylonian crown prince Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the Egyptian army. Okay, so, I don't know. Egypt did fall to Babylon, 605 BC, and it says here. It says it right here.
Like a war section. Wars and conflicts. Okay, this should be good.
But Battle of Carchemish, just look that up. Battle of Carchemish. That's a different thing. Sounds like bogging down. Not Egypt itself. Egypt fought against Babylon. I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm not a historian. Ezekiel 29:21 prophecy. Okay, but isn't that exactly what it's about? He conquered Egypt. That's what the Ezekiel 29:21 thing says. Given him the land of Egypt, not the Levant. He doesn't say the Levant, does Egypt. And that did happen. Nebuchadnezzar
did. Bucketnezer? The bucket.
Nebuchadnezzar?
The Bucketnezer?
I don't know.
I don't think it says Chad in his name. I think it's.
I'm pretty sure it's Chad.
It's like Chitin, Chitin.
Did you just curse? Wow, I can't believe you just did that.
What?
Did you say pooping?
Yeah, pooping. I'm so pooping.
You know, okay. I'm shitting in the toilet.
The Battle of Kamid was over the Levant.
Yeah, I just said Carchemish, not Kamid. And it ended with defeat, and the Babylonians won. Defeat. Ended with defeat.
Defeat. Yeah, defeat are a defeat. I'm getting pretty convinced of that Pompeii thing, though. It's like really, it's because it's funny, because it made me laugh.
Yeah, step one.
Step one of convincing me of conspiracy theories.
Okay, when did they find the golden cross and the Queen of Heaven thing?
Because
it would have to have been after the Spaniards got there in Mexico.
Right. Hold on. There were so many things open.
It's really weird, unless they don't consider Mexico to be North America, because I look up first people to arrive in North America, Columbus. It's not. Carchemish.
What dude. Happened to the language, anyways? Tartarian.
Almost 500 years after the Norse, yeah.
An appropriate costume and sing in 6 different languages. Russian, German, English, French, Tartarian, and Italian, comprising the most brilliant gems of popular operas. Where did it go?
Oh yeah, that was the thing too. Like, there's two Americas basically. America got hijacked by the Protestant Puritan pilgrims that arrived later.
And there's a whole genealogy tree of the Tartarian emperors. Flag and everything. Really sus, but anyways. What was I trying to find? Oh right,
passage. Columbus got to America 1492. The pilgrims got there on 11/11/1620. That's like 100 years after. Who cares? Exactly. Mayflower.
Okay, the jury's still out on this one. I know what the Mayflower is. Okay. Here's what text source from 1834, American Antiquities and Discoveries in the West. Having achieved this conquest, the Tartars and their descendants had probably a much harder task to perform. This was to subdue the more ferocious and warlike European colonists who had entrenched and fortified themselves in the country after the arrival of the Tartars, or Indians, as they are now called, in the particular parts they had settled themselves in along the region of the Atlantic. This is about America. What? After the arrival of the Tartars, or Indians, as they are now called. What?
They're Indians?
Well, American Indians, Native Americans, whatever.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Indians. Indians are in America. They were the true natives.
Okay, buddy. I'm going to call
it. That's really weird. Tartars are the Native Americans? Why do they look like that? Well, I guess Native Americans kind of do like Chinese people.
Mm-hmm.
With the broad, smashed faces.
Aren't they the same thing?
It's not that far away from the official thing, which is that it was like people crossed from Asia to America. But this seems to specify it a bit.
Okay, let's look into the Tartar, Tatar.
Yeah, it's the same thing. You can use either one.
Civil War. Presidents were dead. That's what I'm trying to look into it.
It's just harder to say Tatar.
Abraham Lincoln was dead. He's already dead.
On Ancestry DNA, East Asian and Native American are listed together as one ethnicity. Yeah, so I don't think Tatars being the Native Americans is that different from the official thing. It's just more specific. And also might change when they got there. Yeah, North American natives, yeah. You also have to conclude the mud flood thing. Because I don't buy a cultural layer or, like, sinking completely, perfectly vertically into the ground over time. Because that doesn't happen in practice.
Okay, what is it? What is the mud flood thing exactly?
Basically, like, all over the planet, there are places that have been excavated, and there are, like, hidden levels underground that couldn't have been, like, built that way, basically. And there's windows on them too. Underground windows.
Okay, that's like, I can imagine an easy explanation of that being just radical geographic changes. What is the theory that is not that?
Well, yeah, they don't really, there's no official thing that says like radical geographic changes. First, you have to ask why is it everywhere? And also, the official thing is that, oh, buildings just sink over time. So over 100 years, your building will sink 6 feet and you will do nothing about it. There will be matter that accumulates on top, like dust and stuff. But I don't understand, because you don't create new dirt. Like, yeah, the level of the land increased everywhere. Where did it come from?
Like, isn't that from a mountain eroding? Like, something like that? Erosion from somewhere else that is, like, accumulated? And then the surrounding area becomes taller?
Perhaps. But they would do something about the buildings. Because, like, you can't enter, the door gets blocked off. Why would they just leave them like that? Accumulating crap?
I don't know. Why would I don't know.
Yeah, that's the part that doesn't make sense. I can understand, okay, there's displacement and whatever.
Because mud floods do happen naturally. There are such things as mud floods. And there are such things as, like, flash mud floods. Like, one place with way too much dirt. Basically, what is it called when the snow all falls? An avalanche of mud, basically.
Mm.
It functions the same way. But I don't know how. I would have to have a theory as to why they would lie about that before I were to make any conclusions.
Yeah, I don't know if they're lying about it as much as they don't have an explanation for it.
Yeah, I'd probably just go to, like,
but how wouldn't that get recorded if it were happening, like, gradually?
How early did that happen?
How do people not notice? Yeah, that's also another question. Because the buildings that happens to are not that old. Not crazy old. How would you not care? You can't enter your home. There are, like, doors on the original underground level, and then, like, a new door on the second level.
Because I've seen stuff like, Great flood happens, people are floating on the street, and then they just, like, immediately adapt to it instead of fixing stuff, because it's way too difficult to fix it, because everything geographically has changed. Like, they have to redo the maps because the lakes and stuff have changed if it rains for too long. So, like, and you can't just dredge out all the water, so you just adapt to it and leave the sunken stuff that way.
But this is a very common thing, and it's in metropolitan areas as well. It have to be a big event. I don't know why we wouldn't know about that. Like, if it were like a big flood that happened.
Was there one?
Supposedly, it was some, the what they like to say is it was some big event that was, I don't know, to bury history or something, or destroy the advanced civilization we was kings. I don't know. I don't know.
If, like, what does happen when there are floods, not necessarily mud, but floods, if it rains for too long, or great big storm that alters the topography, what they do is that it's way too difficult to just fix things and take them back to what they were. So they just leave things as they were and just adapt to the new landmass and water configuration, mm-hmm. and leave the rest as it was. If that were to happen in a place where they don't really, you know, care that much about fixing stuff or the general state of well-being, like what happened in not Jersey, what is it called, the place where there were like the dam broke. George Bush doesn't care about black people. What was that?
Penis Town?
Yeah, Penis Town. There, obviously the city was ran by black people. They didn't have the intelligence to figure out how to contain the water or, you know, properly fix what happened afterwards. So they just left it and people are just floating. And they just, okay, well, now we live on the roof.
Right. Yeah, that's fair enough, but the question is, well, what was the cause of that happening, and why is it in so many different places?
In Penis Town, it was the dam breaking. Now I don't know where it did happen. Where did the mud flood happen? Tartaria?
Well, there's I've seen examples of the underground levels in a bunch of different countries, like Russia, U.S., South American places, maybe India too.
Okay, that sounds like normal. That sounds like something that could happen anywhere. And if people aren't interested if it's too costly to fix the property there, then they just give up and go do something else. Now, the only way that would seem unusual to me, if there was an enormous, gigantic one that hit an entire country, which is what I think some people are hinting at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I don't know, how would you line up the times between how old each of these submerged buildings is? Was it just a time period where it was separate ones, but they're happening in a general same thing? Or was it one big one that, like,
because whenever that I look went
like
the
a
mud
hurricane
flood thing,
across multiple continents or something,
they show a bunch of pictures of a bunch of different places that there's no reason why I should presume that they are the same thing, the same flood. And the Tartaria thing seems a lot way better explained by the fact that the USSR was the USSR and they just hid things and did whatever they wanted. So they probably killed a bunch of Muslims and enslaved them and then pretended they'd never existed.
Because
that seems like something they would do. I don't think you'd need a mud flood to do that, to explain that.
Yeah, I don't know if that connects to the Tartaria thing, but
it does, because I look up mud flood and immediately it pops up like Tartaria.
Yeah, they do connect it. But you'd have to get really deep into it and make like a map of all the buildings you could find and get like dates for the buildings' ages. But I don't think we can
do that. Did it all
happen
at the same Tesla? Yeah, they all coalesce with the Tesla thing. Like, yeah, there's energy in the air and they're hiding it from you. It's sort of like that grandma rumor. Oh, they had all the people that knew the cure to AIDS and cancer on a plane, and the plane crashed because they didn't want you to have the cure. So yeah, fair enough, but that brings me in like nowhere. There seems to be more obvious ways in which they want to kill you than hiding the cure for cancer. Like sending 1 billion Muslims everywhere. It's like top priority.
What is Circassian genocide?
Circassian? Isn't that when you don't sleep?
Russians enact Circassian genocide. What?
Circadian rhythm? Yeah, when you don't sleep is a genocide of it.
Yeah, genocide of sleep. Yeah, tectonic plates of sleep. Is it reasonable to assume? I don't know if it changes anything, though, Tartars being the actual Native Americans. Like, yeah, that just seems in line with what's already, what the conclusion already is.
Yeah, seems like what's happening in China right now with the Uyghurs.
Yeah, being a, I guess just not having a name on it obscures that they ever existed, which just plays into the thing we already established. So, I mean, yeah, I think the only thing that would make it significant is the, like, agreeing with the conclusion that they were, like, super advanced crazy guys.
I don't, there's no reason for me to think that.
Yeah. All. There's no evidence for that.
I've seen nothing to make me believe that.
An ethnic group from the Northern Caucasus. Never heard about that either.
Like, I'm, like, satisfied with the idea that people from 1,000 years ago were morally more literate and contained than we are. But I don't think they were I don't think they had reason to pursue technology. I don't think we have the reason to do that either. We just do it because we're stupid.
Yeah, we create our own problems at this point.
But I have no reason to believe that they were more technologically advanced, because why would they care? They were making beautiful art, so isn't that already better? Mud was caused by drilling, mining. Mud volcanoes are just remnants of previous mining. Yeah, that did happen in Brazil recently. Like a big city, an entire city was covered in mud here. Because of mining. It was recent. So if it's recent, it could be explained by that. But if it's old, then mining probably maybe could not explain it.
Circassians. Yeah, you actually get some results for this.
I have not read the entire Bible. I'm in 2 Esdras right now. second book of Esdras. It's an apocalyptic book, huh? I didn't know that. Yeah, I don't think there's anything here. Okay, mud flood doesn't turn up anything like legitimately cataclysmic. The Tartar thing just seems to be more dirt on Soviets. What else is there, Sophia?
Pompeii. But I don't know why they would lie about it.
Pompeii, why didn't they run?
See, that's a funny one, too. They just sat there and jacked off. Was the lava burning alive? Oh, yeah,
there
alive.
Was a guy who did, and who was just jacking it.
Yeah.
Okay, so the lava was flowing 30 miles per hour? That's not fast, is it?
Not particularly.
Okay, but I don't know then.
Okay, the next thing is the surgical tools, which are much more similar to 15th and 16th century surgical tools. Okay. The things that make sense, or don't make sense. The rundown on Pompeii, it's buried in 79 AD because of the lava flow. Forgotten about and then uncovered in the 1700s again. And then they realized it was a old Roman city. And then the first thing is that there are maps in the 1500s with Pompeii on them when they're not supposed to know that it existed. There is Raphael made a painting almost identical to a fresco there that was excavated with the three graces. There is a pineapple in multiple frescoes, which were not in Europe at that time in the early AD. It wasn't until Columbus brought them from the Americas to Spain. And then, right, there was a guy who was building a waterway through Pompeii, like the buried area in the late 1500s. and that wasn't a proper discovery of the city because according to it, he was excavating 20 feet below ground and he was finding walls and frescoes and stuff and just burying them again. And they have no idea. Yeah, he was just barreling through it and like, oh, there's a fresco here that could make me a bunch of money, whatever. They have no explanation for why that happened. And there were also water wells that were part of the waterway, but they were, according to the narrative, if he was digging through this buried area, it would be wells that were 15 feet below ground, which defeats the purpose of creating a well. Because you can't get the water. It's a well, but it's not a well. So the explanation is that he'd have to be actually building, like, through living Pompeii, not a place buried in ash.
Yeah.
Otherwise, why would you be building wells underground where you can't get to them? Just the opposite of a well. Can't really make sense of this one because I can't be bothered to read. I guess a guy made a bunch of drawings and he knew very well what all the stuff in Pompeii was before it was even excavated properly.
Okay.
And then, surgical tools that resemble much more recent ones than, you know, early AD. What is this Christianity thing, though? Right, there was a Christian etching there of, like, Sodom and Gomorrah stuff. But there wasn't supposed to be Christianity there yet.
Hmm.
Those are all the things. Which makes me go, hmm. Okay.
The map thing could be explained if they were recreations of old maps.
But the knowledge that Pompeii existed was lost.
Was lost completely? According to the narrative. It wasn't just like, oh yeah.
Yeah, it got buried and then people forgot about it. Because when they did the excavation, they're like, holy crap, there's a city here. We didn't know that.
Whoa.
And why would the guy make his waterway through a place where he knew there would be a city under there that would be getting in the way? Okay, the thing
about the waterway. When was the waterway technology invented?
What?
And because it's a, what is it called? The Roman aqueducts, right?
No, it was an Italian architect in 1592 was building it through the city.
100% documented that. What's his name?
Domenico Fontana. 1592, renowned Italian architect, dug a water channel through Pompeii in order to bring water to Torre Annunziata.
The Sodom and Gomorrah thing can be explained. Yeah, I thought about the same thing. Because it already existed way before Jesus Christ arrived. Like, people already knew of that.
Yeah.
Hundreds of years before Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
What? Okay, so it was 100% Domenico Fontana discovered Pompeii. And then just didn't tell anybody about it, I guess. Is that the theory?
Wait, what?
Domenico Fontana discovered Pompeii and just didn't tell anybody about it? Is that what it is?
He didn't exactly discover it. He was digging the waterway and he found, like, frescoes and walls and paintings and stuff. Mm-hmm. And he just covered them up again. And nothing came of it. So it wasn't actually discovered until the 1700s. And they figured out that it was Pompeii and stuff.
He said he buried them back up?
Let me check the wiki. What does it say exactly? How do they know
he buried them back up?
discovery next week. Okay. Okay, he kept... Domenico kept quiet and nothing came of the discovery.
How does anybody know he did that then?
There's no reference here.
Okay, then did that happen?
Okay, the only thing that's driving is Aqueduct passed through and under a large part of the city.
That doesn't mean necessarily like figured it out.
Is this an Italian? Oh man. I have no way of checking them. I mean, yeah, if he kept quiet about it, how would anyone know that he found the
stuff? Yeah,
that's
sort of contradictory. Impossible.
What the frick? Well, okay, they know that he was building it, at least. Building a waterway through there. It might be the inference that since he had to be building like under a buried city, since it had to have already been destroyed, he had to have run into all that stuff.
Because maybe he didn't. That's what I'm thinking. Maybe he didn't,
which would be further proof that it wasn't a buried thing.
Maybe he just didn't. And then they, oh crap, the waterway this guy dug is actually going through a city. And the map thing is weird. But
like, that seems like a well. Post, like an afterwards rationalization.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's what I think it is. About the map though, what is the map? What is the map that had Pompeii in it?
Check the article, there's a bunch of maps that have it in it. 1400s, 1500s, 1600. Okay, let's see.
Old maps. Like, would they forget that it was there?
I mean, according to the thing, yeah, because wouldn't they excavate it sooner? They excavated later, and they were surprised to find the stuff there.
Were they?
So.
Like, because maybe a guy, they figured it out, and like, okay, but that's really inconvenient to dig it up right now. Because the old maps begin at, like, 100 years before it was dug. It's not, like, way older. So maybe it was lost until 1500s, and then people figured it out that it was there.
Oh, let me read. Hold on. In 1748, digging proceeded sporadically here and there. At random, it was several years before the site was identified as Pompeii, and even then there was no systematic town plan.
Says who?
Most of the Pompeii excavations were done at the end of the 19th and first half of the 20th century. What is this reference? Okay, links to Italian site, PompeiiSites.org.
Yeah, the sentence is pure speculation. Okay, because maybe they could have already known about it and then just hadn't dug it up yet. Well, why do we presume that nobody could have known? Because if they know, they would have dug it in instantly.
Well, why wouldn't they dig? It would be, like, worth a lot of money.
It's also cost a lot of money to dig up a city.
Yeah, but there's like plenty of kingdoms that are funding all sorts of frivolous things.
Well,
just sending people in random directions on boats just to find freaking spices.
That is a good point. But if it were the case that they always knew about it, then why are their maps only from 1500 onwards specifically? The oldest map is 1514.
Well, they claim that it was still existent until 1631.
Yeah, are there maps from before 1514 with it?
1458.
What is that? Is that the oldest one?
Yes.
What is the oldest map that contains... Because we're still talking like Renaissance Italy right here. What is the oldest map containing Pompeii that is after 79 AD?
Don't bother me right now, Volcano. I'm busy masturbating.
Because it doesn't seem impossible that they found it and decided not to...
How will they find it, though, if they never excavated it, then?
Not the whole thing. They might have found a bit of it.
But the whole thing was buried with ash. Like, a lot of feet of it. Like, 20 feet or whatever.
Wasn't that guy digging a waterway? Couldn't there be something similar? They found it and just didn't do anything about it?
I find that horrible, hard to believe. They found it and didn't do anything about it.
Because what's the alternative? That it just didn't blow up for that long? And why would it be hidden? Why would they pretend that it happened that long?
Yeah, that's the other question I was asking. Why lie about that?
Because that's just a volcano exploding. What is the theory? It could have been, I don't know, an order to not dig it up because it would be, I don't know, disrespectful to the dead there. Or something like that. There's a bunch of dead people with riches underground. Yeah, but it's theirs. We haven't dug up the freaking pyramids either. We don't know what's inside the pyramids. We're forbidden from going in there because that would be violating the what is it called? The wonder. The world wonder that is the pyramids.
Yeah, but we know they're there because they're above ground and gigantic.
Yeah, but maybe it was the same, you know, thing stopping them. We cannot dig it up because it would be, you know, we'd be handling with remains.
Then why do they suddenly change their minds? Later on.
I don't know, was it the same guy? It couldn't be. 200 years of difference if it showed up in 1458 in a map. Was it the same person?
Okay.
Was it the same even kingdom? What? Vaginal speculum? Nice.
Nice catheter. Stick it up the wiener hole. Okay, who first figured out that something was there and revealed it and decided it should be excavated?
Because obviously if it's in a map before 17...
Okay, here's the thing. There was a guy, Francesco Piranesi, in the late 1700s, appears to know way too many of the intricate details about everything existing in the still unearthed parts of the Pompeii. The below group of his etchings represent details he observed, which could prompt a reasonable question. How did he all know that? How did he know all that? Detailed Pompeii building plans, door hardware... cool stuff to have in 79 AD when compared to the hardware of the 17th century. Okay, so this guy made a bunch of drawings of stuff that was not excavated yet. That's weird. And it was accurate. Which would suggest it's recent enough to know. It was around recent enough to the 1700s for them to know it was there.
Or was it already excavated, like insider knowledge? People got dibs on it. Could be. Could be a pyramid style thing that a very limited amount of people had access to, an entombment style gigantic structure. Well, this would be natural, but still. Not everybody could enter the pyramids and etc. I'm thinking pyramids about this. Like people found out about it, but it was not allowed for everybody to check it, so it's sort of a national secret. Sort of a CIA style thing. Until it was, I don't know, management changing or something, some other people going in there and figuring it out. And then it becomes quote unquote rediscovered, but it's actually people already knew about it. As evidenced by the guy already drawing the things out, knowing where everything is. Probably after removing everything of value. Or something like that. Egyptian pyramids, people go into them for tourism all the time. I remember that not being true. Like people using one little camera to go into like the nooks and crannies of the pyramid and it being really weird.
Yeah, there's blood splatters on the walls. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty nice, actually. Okay. The things that cannot be explained by that are the surgical tools.
That could be explained, actually.
The pineapple.
The pineapple can also be explained, but not be the same thing. Like, that's a general thing. How people in 79 AD know about pineapples?
Yeah, exactly. Well, how would they know?
Could they not have known? Was that completely out of the picture, impossible?
Yeah, because they were only growing in South America, and nobody had gone there yet from that part of Europe or its surrounding areas. As far as we know, it was only until 1000 that the Vikings go to Vinland or whatever. But what about the surgical tools?
The surgical tools could have ended up there. If there were already people who were elites going in there knowing it was there, they may have leave them there for some reason. I don't have a good explanation for that.
Yeah, exactly. They were stored under the ash.
Like, what do you... How do we know who dug the ash up and removed it? Who was in control of that?
I think France. Hold on. Okay, during the French occupation of Naples, 1806 to 1815, there was much more activity on the site. With the restoration of the Bourbons, excavations gradually slowed down again.
I don't know, a cave maybe? If a guy could do a waterway, then you can excavate it in a way that doesn't make all the ash fall. It's not gravel in Minecraft. doesn't have to be all covered by ash. You can remove like the rest of the ash and then say that part was also covered by ash. So that's not impossible. None of that stuff, like even to the surgical tools, which doesn't have a direct explanation, but if people had access to it before it was widely known, which is not impossible at all, then yeah, the surgical tools from the 1700s could have ended up there.
Why are they bringing and leaving their surgical tools in there?
I don't know. But if the elites had access to it before people, normal people, then that's possible. The only thing I cannot get is why they would bring a picture of a pineapple. Why would they bring a picture of a pineapple to the... That's probably...
The pineapple's the most confounding thing.
Because surgical tools, I don't know, maybe there could be a reason to bring surgical tools to a single place.
Someone lets a whole bunch of turds drop on their head, I don't know.
Maybe you needed it there for some reason, or a secret surgery, or whatever. I don't care. But why would you have to bring a pineapple picture there?
Why would you have to bring a pineapple fresco to there?
Yeah, of all places. 120 feet of ash, that's where you bring a pineapple fresco?
Mm-hmm. Another pineapple. Where's the pineapple in this one? I can spot it.
Where?
There are three pineapple frescoes, but the third one, I don't see the pineapple in it.
I don't see it either. Is it a pineapple, or is it something that looks like a pineapple?
It looks like there's like a fire on top of there.
Yeah, that's what
I'm saying. Not a pineapple. But the other two, okay. Yeah, I can see the pineapple.
Okay, so... Okay, this is the only one that I can actually see the pineapple clearly.
Or the second one, the pineapple is like is in the middle of on top of that pedestal thing. It's sort of blurry though.
Yeah, but that's low res enough that it can be like two other things that look like a pineapple when they're together.
Well, what else looks like a pineapple?
I don't know.
The mystery of the dingleberry. Of under the stairs.
Now that one's the but that doesn't really look like a pineapple either, because pineapples have bigger tops. It looks like a really chubby pineapple.
Yeah, but it is. Like there's nothing else that looks like that. A fish?
I wouldn't know, but
nah, it has the dot thingies on the, and it has the cross hatching thing.
Yeah, wait, dots? I don't know. It could be explained as it's not a pineapple and something else that looks a lot like a pineapple.
Why would they put a fish on a fruit plate when they have fish under the
thing?
Yes,
that is a problem.
Putting fish with my grapes and my peaches? You know,
yeah,
as one
fish
does.
Fish would not be there, so that probably couldn't be a fish. Probably not a fish. But that doesn't look exactly like a pineapple either, to be honest. Is there no fruit that looks that much like a pineapple? Because pineapples have way bigger leaves at the top than that one. Fruits that look like pineapple. Yeah, there are. There are fruits that look like pineapples. Could be something else.
Pineapple.
Yeah, that does look like a pineapple. Does look like a pineapple. Breadfruit, mulberry.
Who could have known it would have come all down to the pineapple? Come all down? I'll come down? I'm really retarded. Intensely. Disabled.
And I'm not really even versed enough in surgical tools to know if those are 16th century tools. I'm not a specialist, so that could be.
I don't know. They have like special vagina and penis tools in there. I don't know if they knew about that stuff. Way back in the...
I don't know, maybe they did. Maybe they had all types of vagina tools. You don't know about it.
Yeah, Roman gynecologist, Vaginus.
Yeah, that was his name, Vaginus. I am Vaginus.
And Penis.
And this is my brother, Penis.
Yeah,
We're both surgeons.
Revolutionized it. What is the male equivalent of gynecologist? Penisologist?
Urologist? Proctologist?
That's just for pee. Proctologist? Yeah, but they just finger your butt.
Proctologist fingers your butt. Urologist? No, wait, what? Urinary system? Penis doctor. Let me look it up. Is a urologist? Oh, okay.
But that applies to... That's not just piss?
No.
Urology. Get genital urinary surgery.
We don't have like...
Female urinary tract and male reproductive organs.
Yeah. We don't have an inner thing. We have the ladder. The thing. We have everything right there. Women also have that.
Yes. No, we don't have a bladder. Sexual. We keep it in the balls.
Listen.
Pisses in
all
the ovaries.
The sexual stuff in men are hanging right out there. Mm-hmm. The only thing that isn't is in the butthole, the prostate.
What even is a prostate?
I don't know. It's like a chiggle thing back there.
It's a little blueberry nugget. Little poo nugget.
Yes, it's the beautiful image in my head right now.
How big is it? Walnut?
If it's erectile dysfunction, you consult an andrologist. Andrologist? Oh, so it does have a name. It's called andrology.
Oh, that's anusology?
No. That's penis and balls.
What's anusology? Oh, gastroenterology or whatever.
Yeah, right. You said that perfectly right.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who just told me andrology exists is called Sunil Rao Sindhya, and I'm pretty sure he was.
Sweeney Rao? That sounds like a phrase straight up crack smoker, crack huffer, sputtle
smoker.
Yeah,
his
sniffer.
Name is Sweetie. Sweet Rao.
Yo, my name's Sweet Nuts. Sweetie Big Nuts.
His name is. Sweetie Corral Cynthia, and he's from India.
Sweetie, I didn't know that's an Indian name. But if it, yeah, Sweetie Suckle Nuts. Sweaty.
Sweaty Cowhouse.
It's a cowhouse. Liquor barn? Yeah. Vaginas, penis, and cowhouse. Those are the three specialists in Rome. Cow house. It should be with an A. This is German. Cow house. Oh my gosh. Germans are so gay.
Okay. I think this Sunday you're gonna get the what's the video Matilda and
I don't got the props for that, bro. I thought you were gonna finish Gran Torino script.
Oh mama.
Oh,
we should get the props real quick though.
Yeah, what will they be?
It's
because I don't know if I can like even make a proper video out of it.
You can. That's definitely a thing. Women in authority. Authoritative women. School being the breeding grounds for it. You just look like Matilda. She has a look. It's the red bow and the blue dress. That's it. That's pretty simple. Also, Danny DeVito looks really funny. He glues he has his hat glued to his head in that movie.
Yeah. Sophia, are you okay? What? Why wouldn't I be?
Okay. So it's just a blue dress and a red bow. That's pretty simple. You can get it anywhere.
That's homosexual.
I need it. I need to pee and to have to get my afternoon coffee. So I will be ending this call right now.
Okay, why does Matilda look like whatever. She looks strange now. That's all I'll say. I don't like that. It makes me go, How did that even happen? Whatever. Alright, peace out.